package now with tape recorders and everything.
Yeah. Okay. Can you please give me your full name?
Florence Elaine Dobson.
Okay. Can you please tell me when and where you were born?
I was born in National Mine, December 8th, 1923.
Could you please tell me a few things about your family?
Well, I came from a big family. There were 8 girls and 2 boys, and I was the baby of the family.
Where did you first attend school?
National Mine School.
How old were you when you first started?
I started when I was 4.
Do you remember any of your teachers?
Yeah, I remember most of them.
Did you have a favorite teacher?
Well, I think Mrs. Gleason was my favorite. I don't know if it's because she was my kindergarten teacher when I first started school.
Yeah. How far away did you live from the school?
About 1 mile.
How did you get to school?
Walked. We didn't have buses in those days.
Describe a typical day as an elementary student.
Well, it was pretty much like it is today, just under school days, but I think the subjects were about the same. We didn't have computers then, though, but...
How many students are in a typical classroom?
Well, I'd say in our class, when I was younger, there might have been about 15 or 16.
Okay. Did you have to wear any types of clothing to school?
No. Nobody was fussy in those days. We were all about the same.
How many hours long was school?
Let's see, we started at 9 in the morning, and we had an hour off for lunch, and we went back at 1 and got out at 4.
Okay. How was discipline handled?
Well, they had very few discipline problems. We all were kind of afraid of the teachers.
Did you ever get in trouble?
Not that I remember.
Could you please tell me what lunch was like?
I came home for lunch every day. We never had hot lunches at school.
Did you have like the meals? Were the meals that they cooked at school when you were there?
No. The kids that lived farther away carried their own lunch. We didn't have hot lunches.
Okay. Did you have like a recess
time? Yeah, we had recess.
What types of things did you do during recess?
Oh, well, we went out to play and played hopscotch. We had hopscotches made on the sidewalks at school, and jumped rope. And I guess the boys played marbles.
How long was recess for?
I think it was only about 15 minutes.
Can you please describe some of the holiday celebrations at school? When Mrs. Gleason was there?
Well, all I remember about it was Mrs. Gleason's programs and practicing every day for them.
Did you ever get gifts from school?
Well, we used to draw names at Christmas time and exchange 10-cent gifts, I think, at that time.
Did you have a particular place where you kept your jackets?
Yeah, there was little, we called them cloak rooms. They were right in the same grade we were in, and we hung our jackets in there.
Okay, in grades 6 through 12, or all 7 through 12, did you, like, switch classes?
starting in 7th grade we did.
Okay, what kind of classes did you have?
Was that in high school, you mean?
Yeah, or like 7th grade or something.
Well, we had English and math and history. What else?
Like how many different teachers did you have?
Maybe about 5.
What kind of sports were boys and girls allowed to participate in?
Well, the girls didn't participate in any of the sports. The boys had basketball.
What did some of the uniforms look like? The basketball uniforms or something?
I guess they were pretty much like they are today.
Yeah. What kinds of activities did you do during class time?
Or anything special, just our same old basic things.
Do you know like how many students were in the whole school about?
I have no idea of how many there were in there.
Okay. What was your favorite subject?
I think reading. I've always been a reader.
What year did you graduate in?
1941.
How many students graduated in your class?
7 girls. All the boys quit before they got to graduate. They all had to quit and go out to work, I guess.
Did like many students drop out of high school?
Well, not many of the girls, but most of the boys did at that time.
Yeah. Did you ever do any extracurricular activities?
No, just the school plays and things like that.
How old were you when you first went on a date?
Oh, I think I was 17.
Where did you go? Like,
went to a movie.
Did you ever get any yearbooks?
No, we didn't have them when we were in school.
Were there any like minorities or recent immigrants in your class?
No.
Do you remember getting any diseases when you were a child?
Well, the regular ones, measles, and I used to get whooping cough at that time when I was younger.
Ever miss school because of it?
I used to miss school because of my whooping cough, and I used to get bad sore throats.
Yeah. Did you ever get to go on a field trip?
I don't remember of ever going on field trips when I was in school.
What were your most vivid or favorite memories of school?
I remember if there was anything special.
What grade did you enjoy the most?
Kindergarten.
Did you ever get an allowance?
No.
Did you have a favorite toy or doll?
Oh, I used to have dolls, but I don't remember of any special one.
How old were you when you first started driving?
15.
Did you have any role models?
No, not really.
Did you have any after-school chores?
Oh, we used to have to haul in wood, and we had to carry water from the pump down the road.
Did you ever play any childhood games?
Oh, yeah. We used to play a lot of games. Our yard used to be full of kids. We'd play kick the can and can over and anti-anti-over our barn roof.
Do you remember what it was like during World War II?
Well, I was married during World War II, and my husband had to go in the service, so.
Did it affect your life in any way?
Well, yeah, in a way it did, because my sister's husband went in the service too, and so we lived together while our husbands were in the service.
Did you have a TV or radio?
We had a radio, but no TV.
Did you go to church when you were younger?
Oh, that was a must. We had to go to church.
How does church differ now than it did back then?
Well, it's pretty much the same, I guess.
What year did you get married in?
1943.
How long were you teacher's aide for?
17 years.
Where did you begin teaching, like helping teaching at National Line?
Yeah.
Do you, like, who are some of the people that you remembered from National Line when you were teacher's aide?
You mean the kids in school?
Yeah.
There's any special ones, but remember anyone that's really special.
What was a typical day like?
I worked at the kindergarten in first grade, and the ones that needed help and learning to do their names or whatever, I'd help them with.
What were some of your duties you had as a teacher's aide?
Well, that was it, just helping the kids that needed help.
Did you take part in, like, any programs?
Any programs, but went on field trips, and I'd help out with the kids when we went on field trips and that.
How did students change from the beginning to the end when you were teacher's aide?
Oh, it seems to me the kids got more outgoing than they were at first. But
I don't know if it was working before.
If it's not working, you're going to have a good memory.
Yeah. Were there any disease epidemics?
Not that I remember.
Were there, like, many snow days?
Was that when I was in school or when I was teacher's aide? Or
when you were teacher's aide.
Oh, yeah, we had a few snow days every winter when we had our bad storms.
Do you have to make them up? Like at the end of the year or something?
I think we did, yeah. They had to get that certain number of days in every year, so.
Did, like, many children stay back?
No, not very many.
What were some of your, like, vivid or favorite memories of being a teacher's aide?
Oh, it was a job I really enjoyed, because especially with those little kindergartners and first graders, they were so cute.
When did you retire?
I gotta check and see. I got it marked down in here, so let's see. December 30th, 1986.
Okay. Could you please tell me some of the names of your children and grandchildren?
Well, my children are Lee, Kay, and Jamie. And the grandchildren are Luke, Brad, and Jamie.
Okay. What was special about National Mine?
Oh, I was born and raised here and lived here all the time, so I always liked it here. It was a small town and everybody knew each other.
Okay, like what areas attended National Mine?
When I was in school, you mean? Or was it when I was teacher's aide, or?
I think it was when you were in school.
Oh. Well, they did have buses coming from the Cliff Farms and from out 581 way.
How has the building changed?
Well, the only change I know is they took out the auditorium and they put a kitchen in that they didn't have when I was in school.
Could you tell me a few things about the auditorium?
It was really nice. We sat in seats. It was just like sitting in a theater. And the basketball games were played up on the auditorium floor. And all the school plays were held in that auditorium.
Was there like a conflict between National Mine and Ishpeming, like schools?
Well, there always was a little rivalry there.
Yeah. Could you tell me a few more details about anything that I haven't thought to ask you?
Really?
Okay. And